Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the news show. I'm Kyle Swiger. It is Wednesday, September 24, 2014. All of the technology news within the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes or so. Microsoft is coming to a home theater near you very soon, thanks to its $60 adapter and using Miracast. Now, what this is going to do is it's going to beam your Surface content all the way over to your TV. It's kind of like Chromecast, kind of like AirPlay a little bit too, but this will display everything, all the content on your PC or Surface or Android-capable device. They're not saying which Androids are actually capable of doing this yet. I would assume it's the much later ones, maybe Jelly Bean or Kit Kat. And essentially what it does, everything that's on your device, it's beamed right over to your TV. So if it be what you're browsing or your movies or television shows, it's all going to be there. I actually quite like this. It's not bad at all. It's coming in October to North America and will be rolling out elsewhere. Again, $60, not bad. Just wondering when the TV and movie industry and all that's going to be saying, hey, I don't want my content on your TV coming from your computer. Staying on the Microsoft bandwagon for just a moment, we're going to talk about the Xbox One and its price drop. Yeah, it's moving down in the UK. It's going down 20 pounds, 330 pounds to be exact. It is now cheaper than the PlayStation 4, but the PlayStation 4 is definitely outselling the Xbox One, hence probably the price drop. Now, it's not the first price drop. Over the space of the last 10 months, the console has undergone 3 price reductions, meaning it's really having a hard time keeping up with the PlayStation 4. So should the PlayStation 4 be shaking in its boots yet? Probably not. Not with just 20 pounds down. Remember Audioboo? Well, I'm sure you probably do. You probably still use it, actually. Well, Audioboo, in case you don't know, is like the audio of Twitter. Audioboo was launched way back in March of 2009, and they've decided to rebrand it to Audioboom. Alongside this rebrand, it has introduced a refreshed iOS app. Android is still coming, but it's coming very, very soon. That's what they're saying. It will sport an all-new UI, swipe-based navigation, custom built-in recommendations engine that actually improves over time. You can still record and edit directly from the app as you did before. Just now, you get to go boom with Audioboom. PayPal, your destination for paying pretty much anything, has now integrated Bitcoin processors BitPay, Coinbase, and GoCoin. PayPal says it's chose to integrate the third-party functionality directly into the PayPal Payments Hub. And as PayPal is saying, because the trio already offers customers protections when dealing with the virtual currency. Now, the service is only going to start launching first in the U.S. and Canada, but they are considering other markets. I still don't know if Bitcoin is actually going to catch on or not. It's still very much in its infancy, but they need a slogan or something just to make it catchy. Bitcoin, the other white meat. Heading to a little bit of Apple news. Yeah, there's still Apple news heading around, even with all the iPhones. There has been rumors going around that the Beat Music service was going to be no more. A lot of rumors saying, hey, Apple bought it, now they're going to shut it down. But Apple saying, no, have no fear, Beats is here to stay, at least for now. Although things are looking like it's going to stay, it's unlikely things will carry on as they are, though, since Beats doesn't really have a whole lot of subscribers right now. Apple, as we already know, has been working on some type of new musical format, which is involving Bono on that, by the way. All we can hope for is things go a little bit smoother than it did for the U2 album. And while we're on the subject of Apple just throwing its money around and buying everything here and there, Apple has decided to scoop up publishing startup Press. That's P-R-S-S, by the way. The platform allows people to collaborate on a small single issue and has very simple features like drag and drop interface, very perfect for the touch interface of iOS. By the looks of it, this is Apple's plan for a digital platform for newsstand is what I'm kind of thinking on this. And even though Apple's not really saying much, their actual statement is, Apple buys smaller technology companies from time to time, and we generally do not discuss our purpose or plans. Yep, typical Apple. And finally, 3D print technology is taking over the world, but it's still so dang expensive. However, the UPS store over in the U.S. is trying to help out with those matters a little bit. UPS announced yesterday that it's bringing 3D printing services to nearly 100 stores. You think they could bring it to a little bit more, but hey, it's a start. Customers can submit their own designs for objects and product prototypes, and then they'll just print it up right there in the UPS store. Prices are varying depending on the complexity of the object, of course. An iPhone case would be about $60 to print, while a replica bone would be around $325. Now, I wonder what it would cost to print a special box that would help with your shipment so it's not always damaged by UPS. If you got a story and no one else will listen, you can send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. You can also follow us on our website, too, at britishtechnetwork.com. You can find us on Twitter at British Tech. You can also find me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Now we will be back tomorrow, yet again, for another dose of the best tech news over the last 24 hours. But until then, have a great day, and thank you for listening.